Welcome to the Journal Hijabi podcast. I'm your host, Sirin, and here we're all about elevating the voices of hijabi women in mainstream media through authentic storytelling. Without further ado, let's begin the episode.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
I'm so proud that there's a hijabi community out there that's putting out content like this for other hijabis. You know, like, we all are in this together.
So kind of the backstory, Hiba messaged me through DM on Instagram, and that's kind of how we knew each other. And she told me about how much Journal Hijabi helped her. And so now I'm going to read a part of that DM. Do you want to read it or?
Oh, you can read it. It's okay.
Okay. So it's just the second part because I thought it was, brave of you to mention and very important to talk about because so far, we've talked about the beginning of your journey becoming a new hijabi and then growing with it and then having the challenges and building your relationship. But now there's a point in the hijab journey where you kind of start comparing yourself to other people, I guess, whether that be hijabis or non-hijabis. And you kind of talked about that. So now I'm going to read what you sent about that part. And then we'll kind of like discuss it and see more about that.
Yeah, for sure.
So you said, I'm struggling with comparing myself to other hijabis. I'm still finding my style and working on being happy with dressing modestly, and it's been kind of tough. Seeing fashion trends cater to hijabis or hearing such open conversations like on your podcast and knowing that I can feel good while fully covered is just the most peaceful thing. I love that. So can you talk about struggling with comparing yourself? Did you say comparing yourself like to other hijabis or to what?
Honestly, both. So at first it was just like I was comparing myself to just other people that obviously aren't hijabis or even non-Muslims, the way that they were dressing, especially because it was during the summer and you know how everyone dresses during the summer.
Yeah.
And I had to be fully covered and everything. And I was like, okay, this is extremely hard right now because I feel like I don't really remember what my body looks like anymore, or I don't feel very comfortable like dressing the way I do because I feel older than my age, or I feel like restricted almost. And then I shifted to looking at hijabis as well and the way that they were dressing, and they were somehow doing it super well. Like, they were modest as well as fashionable. And back then, I hadn't found any good, like, modest clothing brands or, like, modest clothing around me to where I could shift my entire wardrobe. So I had to dress kind of plain, and, like, I wasn't very happy with the way I was dressing. And, of course, when you don't feel like you look good, you don't feel good. And that's what I was struggling with a lot when I ran across your podcast. I listened to the episode about hijab empowerment and finding your own style. And that really helped me out as well, like hearing you guys talk about that so openly, as well as my hijab in general. I didn't really know what style fit me best. And like you said, it's important to find something that fits your face shape And I have a very round face. I always have. I had to watch so many hijab tutorials to find something good. And now I have like this one basic style that I do every day. But regardless, I also have like some fancy ones and like different hijab materials and different hijab like styles and pins and stuff like that, that I can make myself feel good about. And that took a while to like figure out, because I think I texted you, I want to say like in July, which was about halfway. So it's actually like my halfway point, because it's only been 10 months. And back then it had been 5 months. So it was like my halfway point where I wasn't, I had been a hijabi for a while now, but I hadn't quite figured it out yet. And of course, like I had just moved back to Texas, I believe. And I was around, I think that was around the time that I mentioned I couldn't really find myself like going out with my friends anymore, because I felt so isolated and I felt like they would judge the way I was dressed now, or like judged my appearance. And so running across your podcast and feeling heard, and kind of just like it started my like discovery of what styles fit me best, what hijab style fits my face best, and all of that type of stuff. So it really helped me out. And that's when I reached out to you, and I was like, you know what, she's doing so much good. Like, I know, I thought you wouldn't respond, because I was like, her podcast is so amazing. And I was like, I don't think I'm gonna get a response. But I remember it was like 1 a.m. and I was crying, and I was like, you know what, I'm gonna text her just to, you know, send her some prayers, because she's doing so amazing. And I'm so proud that there's a hijabi community out there that's putting out content like this for other hijabis. You know, like, we all are in this together.
The whole point of this podcast is to speak with hijabis like you, who have not only the good parts of the hijab, but, you know, the not so good parts, the struggles, and just being honest and open about that. And you explain that very well about of kind of being, I guess, insecure and like comparing yourself, especially like you said, during the summertime. Like, yes, that is the hardest, not only because of the weather, but like, it's not, you know, in the summertime, you don't like cover yourself. That's not what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to do the opposite. And so it's kind of like training your mind that, no, this is normal. And then especially living like in America, it's even harder about the environment thing. So of yeah. course, you know, it's easier to be way more easier to be a hijabi overseas, because, you know, in Dubai or somewhere, pretty much everybody's wearing it. So you're not going to feel odd or anything. But like we're talking about now in America, it's definitely more pressuring and a challenge.
Thank you for tuning in and spending this time listening to this episode. If you could take 1 second to support this podcast by sharing it and leaving an honest review, it would mean so much to me and help us to reach many different audiences to spread our stories about the hijab. Until next time, never forget the power of being a hijabi.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Thanks for reaching the end of the episode. We hope you learned something new about the women who wear the hijab. You can watch the recorded video of this episode on YouTube at Journal Hijabi. And be sure to follow our Instagram at Journal Hijabi to stay updated on all things hijabi and help spread our stories. Until next time, never forget the power of being a hijabi.